With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. The new year kicks off with a pair of Supreme Court rulings on water rights being targeted for reversal. Senator Jim Huniford says Senate Bill 5003 is an attempt to give the Department of Ecology some flexibility in managing our water supply.
Well, essentially that gave the Department of Ecology the tools, allowed them to use overriding consideration of public interest again. That was taken away in one of their decisions. That would allow the department to consider the economic benefits both in-stream and out-of-stream for consideration and allowed the applicant and the department to arrive at what would be mitigation, I guess, to be used. And I thought it was a reasonable solution.
Huniford says changing the 2015 Foster ruling and last year's Hearst decision could take the entire session.
Oh, I believe so. Yeah. We'll keep working at trying to come up with a solution. It's not fair to people that own property that anticipated building a house or... I talked to one landowner that they had put down an exempt well to water their stock and planning on building their house soon, and this decision came down. Now they can't get a building permit.
Huniford's bill was met by warnings from a tribal attorney and a DOE official who says reclaiming control lost in the Supreme Court rulings could lead to a court fight. Huniford says if we're afraid of lawsuits, we should go home and let the judges make all the rules.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.